Port and Richmond. What were your initial thoughts?
Well, I walked away a bit confused because Port Adelaide won most departments. I mean, contested ball inside 50s. They appeared to have the game at their mercy before half time, and then Dustin Martin went crazy. A few inside 50s I thought were very poorly directed. But let's ask the man himself, assistant coach of Port Adelaide, Matty Nix. Matty, thanks for your time. And you probably thought the same thing. You did a lot right, except get the 4 points.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? It's not the first time we've done it this year either. Unfortunately, we had a similar result against West Coast earlier in the year where we probably knocked off all the stats we were after, other than the total point at the end of the game. So, disappointing to us. I think we're going to have to start having a look at our efficiency and our conversion when we do go inside 50, because to have the amount of ball we did in our front half and inside our forward 50 and yet still not be able to put a winning score on the board was disappointing for us.
Tell us about the coach's box. Often there's this element of frustration where you know you're doing lots of stuff right and you're not putting it onto the scoreboard. Was that the scenario on the weekend?
Not so much. We've done a fair bit of work in that area of what are the keys you need to be winning, to win games of footy, and they were tracking along reasonably well. We came to half time. There's always things you can get better at. So, we sat down with the players and we discussed some of the areas we can still improve on. And a lot of that was our efficiency. And, exactly what we were doing with that final kick inside 50 or, even what can you talk about during a game? You're not going to change the way a guy's kicking for a goal from 30 metres out there in front, unfortunately. And, you miss those sort of goals and the opposition go down and hurt you on the scoreboard the other way, it's painful for the group. And sometimes you can see the group sort of drop off that couple of percent when it happens. They did it in that third quarter. I think they did three goals in a row where it was just quick fire before you knew it. We're behind and the margin's a tough one to make back up.
It's tough. You look at a guy like Matty White fighting for his spot, played well last week, could easily have kicked three goals, maybe even four goals, and walks away with duck eggs. And you're helpless in the box there, Matty. He's got to kick the goals.
Yeah, for Whitey, it's a tough one for him. It's, we'll back him in 9 times out of 10 from the spots he was kicking at. Unfortunately for him, he didn't go for the team. More importantly, he didn't put those through. But, what you do is you can rate a guy on 3 of his set shots. We do ask our players to perform under pressure. That's what they've got to do. And the best players in the competition do it. And we saw, as you've already mentioned it, with Martin, he had his opportunity, spreading forward and bang, puts it through from a tight angle. So it's one of those things. It's really disappointing for our group, especially because it was an opportunity for us to put a little gap on some of the opposition. And now we're back in amongst it again, so we've got to work hard.
Have you got the right mix with the time spent in the middle with Wingard and Robbie Gray? I mean, Gray gets bashed every week, buffeted around. He's got bigger-bodied players on him now. And I know Chad had plenty of ball and probably wasn't Robbie's best game, but it seems to be about 70-30. Would you like to see Robbie in the middle just a little bit more?
Yeah, it's one thing we have discussed. It's it's amazing when we're getting it done and we're actually giving him the ball use we should. He's having an outstanding game and picking up 5 coaches' bases from both teams. So there's a little bit of, can we deliver the ball better to Rob and maybe impact that game a little more? But the Chad part, we love what he does on ball, but could he have helped us forward as well? There is a balance there. I'm not saying that you're wrong. We should have changed that or that we shouldn't have changed. I think there's something we'll look at going forward because you want to get that mix right. You need to have that scoring power inside 50, but you also need to have what we refer to as a really good balance on ball. And I thought we had that in this game. I thought that was an area that was a real standout for us, our midfielders and the way they worked. Getting the ball from a clearance as well as they're spread out of there. Chad was part of that.
23 entries to 12 in the last quarter. You would have had a chance to sit down and look at them. What is the issue? The connection's not quite there. Half of it's skill, I believe, and some of it's, they're just kicking blindly or not seeing or not selecting the right option. How have you seen it as coaches?
Yeah, we've analysed that. It's probably not the last quarter that is the standout for us. I mean, it's the issue, unfortunately, is the first three. Because what we've done in those first three quarters, in the first quarter, there's 4 opportunities where we just don't convert in front of goal. There's no other eight or nine inside 50s where we go into even numbers. We're talking, you know, 3-on-3, and we're just not able to finish. We just can't quite put that scoreboard pressure on. So that builds, before you know it, you're trailing by, you know, 2 or 3 goals coming to the last quarter. And what do the opposition do? Well, they're going to put numbers behind the footy. Even their midfielders begin to spread back further. They start to, I guess, protect that lead. And so now, instead of kicking into even numbers, you're actually going into, you know, +2 for the opposition, or, you know, at times even +3. So if you analyse the last quarter too much, you find yourself thinking, oh, these teams are flooding on us. No, that's not the case. So we'll have a look at the whole game. You know, we look at its entirety, and we come back to, well, there's execution issues. We're not kicking the ball well at this point going inside 50, so it's making it hard for forwards. But when we do get one on the mark, we're just not quite finishing it off. And I'm sure our guys will turn it around, and, you know, we may have a look at what sort of mix we have in there. But we'll keep working in that area. It's not something that we haven't already been working on.
And just one final one, Nixie. Jack Homps was a late withdrawal. Was that with his knee was no good, or was that more of an issue you thought you didn't really have a match-up for him?
Well, it was a bit of both. Homps came in under a light cloud. We weren't quite sure. He did get quite a knock on his knee last week. So we weren't 100% sure whether he'd be right. At the same time, we were waiting on Broadbent, and we did have a close look at their forward group. They are, you know, a quick running group.
You saw that.
They didn't quite have the height down there. So when we did know that Broadie was okay and that he was going to be able to play, that made our decision a lot easier with Homchi, that we decided, look, for the group, it would be better for us to play that little bit smaller, and for Homchi, you know, for him to have a rest after, you know, he had a little bit of soreness through that knee, that's going to be better for him in the long run as well.
Mm. Matty, thanks for having a chat with us, mate. You've got a big game this week. You fly to Perth to take on the West Coast Eagles, so good luck with that.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.